The Tale of the Tea Maker and the Shoemaker. I do not remember being made of tea. My mother told me this story, and then my father told it to me, and it was the same story, so I am sure that it is true, or at least that they have agreed upon it. Sophia was a shoemaker, and she lived in her cobbler's shop, which had a copper bell over the door, and a knocker in the shape of a soul. She was not a beauty, but among her shoes no woman would shine. She made shoes of blue silk, and shoes of black leather, shoes embroidered with scenes of leafy forests, and flowers as intricate as a fingerprint. She made huntsman's boots, and soldier's boots, and boots fit to withstand a quest. And she made dancing slippers, shoes of gold and shoes of silver, shoes of fur and shoes of glass. She made tiny shoes shaped like cups with wooden sides, and iron soles for her cloven-hoofed customers, and long knitted socks for the serpentine. She made three-toed shoes for aviary custom and gently shaped iron into horseshoes. She even made as an experiment a large and generous single shoe with space to wiggle the toes in case a monopod happened by. On this great shoe she carefully stitched scenes of winemaking in expensive violet thread, dyed with the saliva of a certain snail. Her most famous shoes, which none had yet been able to afford, sat in the window like a relic in a shrine. They were made of raw black silk and green thread, and had soles which were so fine they would not dare whisper on a floor of pebbles. It was said that they felt like the dreams of Sophia when slipped on the feet. Among her shoes she was plain and hard-working, her hair the color of leather laces, her eyes the shade of well-worn soles. Elpidios was a tea-maker, and he lived in his tea-house, a small place with a grass-thatch roof, and long rows of tea plants before and behind. He was not a beauty, but among his teas no man would shine. He made green teas that tasted of warm hay and sunlight, black teas that tasted of smoke and sugar, red teas that tasted of cinnamon and blood, yellow teas that tasted of frankincense and dandelion root. He made delicate white teas that tasted of jasmine and snow. He made winter tea from the last dried leaves and twigs of the harvest, and this tasted of bread and of grief. He made teas from cherry blossoms and chrysanthemum petals, rose and lotus, orange peel and magnolia. Some of these tasted light and sweet like clouds drifting from the sun, others tasted spicy and dark like thick cakes. His most famous tea, which none had yet been able to afford, was brewed from white tea leaves, violets, and a single red leaf. This was the tea that tasted of the dreams of Elpidios, and he priced it dear. Among his teas he was plain and hard-working, and his hair was the color of oolong, and his eyes were the color of wet leaves. One day it happened that the tea-maker found himself in want of shoes, and the shoemaker found herself in want of tea, and these two met. She fitted shoes to his feet, he fitted tea to her throat. For her he made his dream tea and held his breath while she drank. For him she took down from the window the slippers of black silk and green thread which would make no sound on the floor of his tea-house. She sipped the deep red tea and exclaimed, "Why, you have been dreaming of me!" He slid into her shoes and exclaimed, "Why, you have been dreaming of me!" And so it was.